The search for the AirAsia passenger jet that went missing on Sunday has resumed. 162 people were on board the flight between Indonesia and Singapore when it disappeared off radar screens. At least 15 ships, 7 aircraft and helicopters are involved in the search, and now the United States has confirmed that it's joining the hunt after a request from Indonesia.
Today they are actually getting, the Indonesian authorities are getting a lot more help from the neighboring and other countries. We understand that China, France and the United States will be joining the search operation. And yesterday, since yesterday, Singapore, Malaysia and Australia have also been helping. And this is a welcome, a news that is welcomed by the relatives of the passengers who have been gathering here because they understand the limited capabilities and capacity of the Indonesian authorities in carrying out this type of search operation. So any help from the neighboring countries give them hope that the search will come out with a result at the end of the day.
But do we know any more about what happened just before air traffic control lost contact with the pilots?
Well, the best information that we have is actually from AirAsia, and the CEO of AirAsia, who has been here since day one, said that there was storm clouds in the area.
The Deputy Prime Minister of Malaysia has delayed the start of the school year as the country battles its worst flooding in decades. At least 8 people were killed and some 200,000 have been forced to evacuate their homes. 2/3 of those affected are in the northern state of Kelantan.
I'm in the food storage room. You see staples like rice, you have biscuits, and more importantly, instant noodles, curry flavor, a Malaysian favorite. Well, food supply is okay for now, but authorities are worried because the number of people here have gone from 500 to more than 4,000. So how many days have you been here?
Four
days, okay. And who have you come with? 16. You come with 16 people in your family. So what's the hardest thing about living in a shelter? So you have limited electricity, no running water, so the toilet is very dirty.
Food is the biggest challenge. We have to scramble for it. We need water to make milk for my daughter, but there's not enough. So we have to fight to get to the front of the line. It's a sad thing. I've seen it in other countries, but I never thought I would have to do it here.